ATC coming your way. Stu from Newport.
Okay, cricket to watch today, Jimmy. So we always say enjoy your Sunday.
And enjoy your sport, everybody.
I'm the mighty Quinn, the widest runner, turning out chain of command leader, smiling shard, Stun and Cullen. I'm the mighty Quinn out wider, Stun and Cullen hit the lead, Stun and Cullen in front of smiling shard, and Stun and Cullen, the New Zealander wins the cup.
Stun and Cullen, winner of just under 1.5 million, the richest entire son of Christian Cullen, winner of four Group 1 races, from a New Zealand Broodmare of the Year, standing at Urabee Stud. Visit urabee.com.au.
Hi, Cozzy here from Sky Sports Radio. Hope you have a happy and a safe Christmas. Enjoy the time. And if you've got a neighbour or someone close by who's on their own, don't let them spend the time alone. Spend 10 minutes and get them over to join you. Have a wonderful and safe time.
From all of us here at Sky Sports Radio, have a Merry Christmas.
This is John Farnham and Olivia Newton-John's Friends for Christmas Deluxe Edition. 15 Christmas classics, including three brand new recordings. There's It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas, Silent Night, and The First Noel.
We just want to wish everyone a very happy Christmas.
Healthy, happy, and a joyous new year.
Celebrate the joy of Christmas with John Farnham and Olivia Newton-John's Friends for Christmas Deluxe Edition, out now.
Sky Sports Radio now presents Racing HQ, setting up your racing day with race news, interviews, track reports, previews and tab markets.
And a very good morning, Simon Harrison with you at 2 minutes after 10. We do have racing this afternoon from Hawkesbury, and Chantel Buckley will join us in just a moment to find all of the winners. But firstly, let's head to the track, and Jeff Haynes is on the line. Jeff, good morning to you.
Morning, Simon.
You're looking at the forecast. You've got some warm days coming up over the next year.
Yeah, a couple of days in the mid-40s next week, so that'll test us. And I think Thursday last week we had a day of 42, and yesterday was 40, so it's been a bit of a hot spell, right?
Yeah, and what have you had to do with the track?
Well, today, the last week we've just been pouring the water on. We put on about 33 mil in the last 6-7 days, and put another 3 mil on last night, and it's actually come up a treat, even though we had a little bit of a storm this morning, but didn't do any damage. There was no rain in it, but turned out to be a beautiful day, really.
So you got a good free surface for the day?
Good free surface. Penetrometer 4.77, which is right in a good three for us. Rail true as it was last week. And it's not a hot day, mate. It's only 30 degrees, a little bit of a southerly breeze. So a lot better day than yesterday when she was 40 and stinking hot.
And they're not sort of forecasting storms later today, are they?
Oh, maybe one. But if it does, it won't be till like late at night. But no. Really pleasant summer's day.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm glad that day in the mid-40s isn't this afternoon. It's midway through the week. Jeff, thanks very much for your time. Good luck with the meeting today.
No worries, Simon.
Righto, so Jeff Haynes there. There you go. Rail is in the true position, and the track rating is a good 3. Chantel Buckley will be trackside for Sky, and she joins us now for the preview. Chantel, good morning to you.
Morning, Simon. How are you?
Not too bad. So a little 7-race card at Hawkesbury today. I think we can find a few winners.
Well, let's hope so. Last week, I think this week's card probably holds a little bit more, a little bit more depth than we saw last week. But last week a lot of value got up. There was no favourites that really won. So I'm hoping today that some of my winners can get up. It'd be nice.
Righto, let's take a look at the card. The first race, Stuart, 29 after 1, is a Class 2 handicap over 2,000 metres. And just a field of 6 here. There are no scratchings. I'll run through the latest tab fix studs. One is Beijing Board. This one has been 4.40 to 5. 2 Coonawarra is the favourite at $2.30. 3 Follow Suit, 5 into 4.80. 4 She's Magical, 4 into $3.90. 5 Sacramento is 13-14, and 6 From Pentridge is steady there at $26. So Coonawarra, the last start winner for Gay Waterhouse and Adrian Bott Chantel, the $2.30 favourite.
I'd say he'll be our likely leader, obviously. It was Daring Tactics from Blake Spriggs last start on him. He led by, 6 or 7 there. But I've actually gone in the way, I'm looking outside the square, and I've gone in the way of Follow Suit here. Ty Anglin and Chris Waller combining now. His first two runs have both been in town. His first run was over the 1550. It wasn't too bad. He then stepped him up to the 1900. He was only beaten 2.3. Thought he was really starting to find the line nice. I assume third up today, he would be ready to peak. He's 1-for-1 third up. So I thought I'd go with him. I've actually made him my value bet of the day, hoping that he stays there. I know he's just coming at the $4.80, but I'm hoping he stays around the $5 because I think that's pretty good value. So he's on top for mine. He should settle at the tail of the field there. I think there'll be plenty of speed, as I said, from Coonawarra. I have thrown Coonawarra into a second spot. Obviously, went straight to the front over the 1750 last start. He ends up about five in front at the 600. And to be honest, he had them off the bridle a long way out there. So he'll go straight to the front. Breton and Stella actually goes on the board today. So whether or not Breton tries the same tactics, I'm not too sure. We'll have to wait and see. He's had three runs this preparation, so he's rock hard fit now, fourth run back. He's only a lightly raced gelding and stepping out to the 2,000 for the first time. I don't think that'll be a worry. Gain Adrian's horses are tough. Into a third spot, Beijing Board now. He'll scratch from last Sunday's meeting. I don't know if there was any reasoning behind it, but his second run this preparation, he broke through in a class one. That was over the mile there. He's pretty good. He beat on Angel's Wing, so has since come out to win. He then went to Wyong last start behind Smooth Whiskey there. He got back, and he just couldn't make up the ground, to be honest. It was a real leader-dominated race, and he whacked away okay. He was beaten 4.8. He does come back 100 metres in distance. He's another one that's got plenty of fitness on his side. He'll grind away. And the five in Sacramento, I've thrown him in, Jason Addard, over me to claim here. Now, he's gradually stepping up in distance. I thought he boxed on steadily at Gosford last start over the mile out to the 2,000. And it is his first time, but he's a real whacker, so I'm not too worried about that. He's back to his home track. And I just thought maybe a little bit of value about him. I could throw him in my top four. I've left out She's Magical. Look, I know she's one of the favourites here. She's not far off winning one, but she has had more than enough chances to break through this preparation. She'll get a good run in behind them there. Rach King rides for Greg Hickman. I've had to leave a couple of them out, and unfortunately she's won. So 3-2-1-5 with Coonawarra, our standout leader here in the first race.
Okay, so 3-2-1-5 there in race one. Race number two is a maiden over 1,100 metres, and the scratchings here are 6, Dina Maui Hum, and 11, We Have Liftoff. Now, the tab fixed odds on the second, Chantel. 11 for Hashtag Hero number 1. 2, Daydream Explorer is 23-26. 3, Hollywood Rose, 21-23. 4, So Magic, 4.20-$4. 5, Ballet Rose has been 3.10-$2.50, your favourite. 7, Fifth Affair, 3.40. 8, Hamoon Dancer, 19-23. 9, Heartaches, 13-14. And 10, Venture Capital, $7.50 to $8.50. So the favourite and easily the best backed, Ballet Rose, which has been 3.10-$2.50.
I can certainly see why. If you go back and watch her trials, they've been really nice. She's had a couple back this preparation. Her first trial, she went forward. She coasted to the line there. In her second trial, they actually got her back. That was on the synthetic track, and she worked through the field very impressively. I thought she probably stood out in the trial for mine there. She was never let off the bridle. She's had a number of trials in her career, so she knows what the trial caper is all about. Brendan Abdullah to ride. The crossover noseband goes on. So it was hard to go past her. I put her on top, but So Magic, my second pick. I thought her trial was pretty good. She's a fierce-going mare now. If you go back and watch all of her trials, Kathy's been riding her, and she's just looked fierce in majority of them. So hopefully they'll run along here, and hopefully... I don't know if she's right up there outside the leader. It's hard to say, but she'll be thereabouts. I just hope she doesn't bring herself undone. I just hope she can relax somewhat. She'll be running well on debut. She's a four-year-old mare, Jason Coyle. The 7 in Fifth Affair now, she's had a number of starts, but arguably she probably should have won by now, but they have been harder races. She's placed 4 from 9. She's had a little bit of a freshen up. She had an 80-day freshen up, and then she went to the trials at Rose Hill, and I thought she worked home really nice down the outside. Certainly not let off the bridle there. So I know she draws at the outside gate, but it's one straight run to the turn there. So I really don't care about gates from the 1,000 and the 1,100 there at Hawkesbury. She's in the third spot, and the 10 in Venture Capital. She's a filly for Gerald Ryan. Jeff Penza rides. Now she's resuming here. She's placed 2 of her 4 runs. She's had a couple of trials back. Her first trial, she led them up, and she wasn't pressured. It was a soft trial. And then her second trial, she got back, and she only had a quiet day out there. Now, it was hard to get a little bit of guide a guide off it. But if you go back through her form, she placed at Bathurst and then she also placed at Wyong in her next run. Now, I assume she may have had a few problems because she only had the one run last prep before going back to the paddock. But with a couple of trials under her belt, surely she's ready to do something first up over the 1,100. I'd say Hashtag Hero probably leads them. Bench Capital may even sit outside of him. They did scratch Hashtag Hero from Canberra today to run him here. So that may be a little bit of push at $11 there for him. But 5, 4, 7 and 10 in the second race.
5, 4, 7, 10, race two. The third Chantel is the elevated Arbacare three-year-old maiden over 1,400. And the one scratching here is number three, Campaign. So let's take a look at the fixed. One is Alec. Alec has been 550 to five, back to 550. Two, Bold Dapper, $34. Four, Chavin has been six to 550, back to six. But as I speak, back into 550. Five, Godunov has been 10 to 11. Six, Gretzky, 330 out to 360, your favourite. Seven, I Am Perfect, 126 into 101. Eight, Lutriola, 71 to 61. Nine, Moon Dancer, 550. 10, The Cartoonist, 41 to 31. Did open 70 earlier, so some money there at longer odds, The Cartoonist. 11, Angelify is 18 to 19. And 12, Righteousness, 4 to $3.90. So I have specced a few here. The easing favourite is Gretzky, which has been 320 out to 360. But as mentioned, at longer odds, a bit of money there for The Cartoonist. And even Righteousness down the bottom has firmed with every call.
The 1,400 maidens at Hawkesbury, even the 1,300s, are really tough. They're very open races, and I find that time after time out here. I've gone for the Moon Dancer, another Prisola Triangle combination here. Now, he actually comes out of the same race as Charvin, and he looked to get going late there, and I think you'll appreciate the extra furlong. That was his first run over the 1,200 this preparation. He's a former New Zealand horse. He had a couple of runs over there and then obviously had that one run over here a few weeks ago. I thought he was working to the line good enough to suggest that he should really improve off that. He's a Darcy Brahma colt, so I'm assuming he'll look well in the yard. So he's on top. The 12 in Righteousness, a filly that, now I'm pretty sure she was scratched at the gates in a trial, of either the last trial or the trial before, actually. She had a little bit of a dummy spit behind the gates, I guess you could say, and she was scratched. She sent back to the trials, and she was on her best behaviour there. Her first trial, she got back, and then I thought she worked the line okay. Then her next trial, she actually was up outside the leader there. Now, she had a four-week freshen up, and that must have been actually when she was scratched. And I think if you go back on her trials, they're good enough to win a race like this. Obviously, a filly that's going to get up over a bit of ground, hence they're debuting her over the 1,400. Into a third spot, I've got Charvin now. As I said, he comes out of the same race there as Moon Dancer. He got back to last. The speed was on. Look, he was never really going to make an impact. I think he's another one that we certainly suited to the 1,400. I'd like to see him settle probably a touch closer than he did at down at Kembla. He gets the blinkers on for the first time, so that should really sharpen him up. He draws well in gate two, so I guess Jeff can probably sit where he wants to in the run. And the 6 in Gretzky, now he's had a couple of starts. He went to Randwick on debut. I actually remember seeing him there. He was sort of an immature-looking gelding, and he was beaten 6 lengths behind Assimilate. Not a bad race to debut in, actually. He then had a 132-day break. He went to Canterbury first up behind AC Tong D. His run looked fair. He battled away there. He settled just off the speed there, and he was beaten 4 lengths over overall. He's obviously a horse that's taking a little bit of time to come to hand. He's well bred, there's no denying that. He should run well. I just couldn't have him at the short price there. So 9, 12, 4 and 6. Looking at my speed map, I'd suggest that Charvin probably sits in just behind. Bold Dapper probably goes forward. It's sort of, they're not real genuine speed here, so maybe horses that we don't really assume will go forward, they might. Righteousness and Angelify, they're both first starters, and Gudanov, we're not too sure where they will settle. So 9, 12, 4, 6 in race number three.
9, 12, 4, 6 in the third, Chantel. I'll take a quick break and then we'll have a look at the first leg of the quaddy.
There's a reason they call it the Big Bash. The crowds are big, the sixes are big, and thanks to TAB, the offers are big too. Check out our great offers this summer. Available on the TAB app, tab.com.au, or at your local. TAB, we love a bet. Gamble responsibly.
Get trackside this summer with a Summer Putters Pack. Over $80 in value for just $39. Complete your race day with a Summer Putters Pack. Book now at theatc.com.au.
New Zealand bred horses have dominated the Sydney Autumn Carnival in recent years, winning the last four Oaks. They account for 70% of the Derby winners in the last 10 years. Look to New Zealand for your next Autumn Carnival star.
Mum, do you want to know the long-range forecast for this summer?
Yes.
Moderate temperatures, gentle breezes, and cool gift cards.
Gift cards?
When you buy a split-system air conditioner from Bingley.
Which one, Lionel?
We've got the latest models from Fujitsu, Mitsubishi Electric, Kelvinator, and Panasonic.
What could be better?
A bonus Bingley gift card, up to $300, depending on the size of the aircon.
So beat the heat this summer.
With a brand new aircon and a bonus gift card from Bingley.
Terms and conditions apply. See bingley.com.au for details.
Sony Music gives you the hottest stars on the planet. With Tim McGraw and Faith Hill's The Rest of Our Life. Kelsey Ballerini, Unapologetically. Lee Bryce's self-titled album. And Kenny Chesney, live in No Shoes Nation. All albums available now. These are the hottest stars on the planet.
Penrith Mazda Centre are the BT50 experts. Come and see the newly appointed Mazda Ute Centre at Penrith Mazda with over 50 utes on display. Let the specialists at Penrith Mazda Centre tailor a BT50 to your specific needs. Penrith Mazda Centre, 2016 Mazda Master Dealer with more than 300 new Mazdas in stock over 5 acres. So you're sure to find the Mazda you're looking for. Penrith Mazda Centre, family owned and operated. Mulgoa Road, Penrith, just off the M4. MD 18808.
Sky Sports Radio's Racing HQ.
Racing HQ.
Everything you need for a winning day.
Welcome back. We're taking a look at the card at Hawkesbury with Chantelle Buckley. Chantelle, we're down to race number four, which is the first leg of the quaddie. It gets underway at 3:15. This one's for the males, a benchmark 65 over 1,400. And with a field of eight, there are no scratchings. A tab fixed odds, one legistation at 290 to 310. Two out of the fence has been 34 to 41. Three MacArthur, 12 to 13. Four Albarty, the favourite, 280 to 260. Five Dragon Shadow, 23 to 26. Six Storm Master has been 7 to 750. Seven Boshi, 440 to 460. And eight Never Back Down, 12 to $14. So the favourite, which is in 20 cents to 260 from 280, number four, Albarty.
I don't know if I'm 100% sold on legistation. I tipped him last week, and I didn't think his run was too bad. That was in a benchmark 60. Now, this is a 65, but I think it's actually an easier race than he did go around in last week. And he actually dropped a couple of kilos off that. He carried the 62, or Claire's claim. He was brought into the 60 kilos, but he actually goes around with 57 after Claire's claim. And I didn't think it was a bad run. She led them up there, and he was only beaten just over a length and a half on that occasion. He comes back to the 1,400, in which he has proven over. I'd say he's our likely leader. He draws well again. So Claire has a lot of success in these colours. Of course, she won on Wade's other horse yesterday at Kembla in the last race, Strazzle. So she knows the horse as well. She rides this guy really well. So I'm assuming he can, if he's backed up well enough, then he'll be able to take a race out like this. All three of his wins have been at Hawkesbury, so he's a bit of a Hawkesbury specialist for mine. So he's on top. Albarty into second spot. Just in behind legislation there. He draws the one. I'd say that Adam probably takes a sit on him. Now, he's placed in both of his runs back. His first run, he was beaten about four or five lengths behind Music Edition, but that was a pretty strong race there. And then he went to Kembla in a class one, and he was beaten 2.3 behind at Kennedy. Kennedy is a Godolphin runner who I think has a bit of depth about him. So I thought his run was pretty good. He had to start rolling forward there. He had no option. It was a touch deep. But, look, I thought he kept chasing to the line well enough. So he goes up a kilo off that run, but obviously same sort of grade. Into a third spot, I have thrown the six in Stormmaster. Total forget run at Gong Gong. I'm not too sure if he pulled up with a four-post recovery or not, but he was well beaten down there. that was in an open race over the 1200. If you go back to his runs prior to that, he actually, three runs ago, he finished second behind Red Zephyr at here at Hawkesbury in a class one, and then he went to Goulburn in a class one, only narrowly beaten down there. So if he can reduce those two runs, then he's certainly right in this. He can certainly improve. I'd say he probably goes and sits outside of legislation and the seven in Bocchi, Bocchi, either. Chris Lee trains this gelding, gets the two kilos off for Overmere here. His last run was at Hawkesbury, that was in a benchmark 66, beating about 4.6 there. He's had a little bit of a freshen up. He's since been back to the trials, and he only had a quiet day out there, certainly not asked to do anything. But he did win a maiden at Kempsey and then a benchmark 55 at Musselbrook. Look, this is obviously a lot tougher race. If you go back two runs ago, it was placed on a heavy track at Tuncurry, obviously not quite the capacity of the horses here, but he should run well with no weight on his back. 1, 4, 6, and 7 here.
So 1, 4, 6, 7 in race 4. Race number 5 is a Fillies and Mares benchmark 67. 1400 the distance, and the scratchings are 6 Tycoon Street and 10 Magic Search. And with the market here, one letter to Juliet has been 5 to 5.50. Two gracefully, 270 into 240. That's the favourite. Three Ultimate Fantasy at 9 to 10. Four Bolly, $8.50 to $8. Five McKillar's Love, $11 to $13. Seven LAVN, $4.40 to $4, back to $4.40. Eight Fast Ali, $17 to $19, and nine Jingles, $8.50 to $9. So the favourite and by far and away the best back, Chantel, is Gracefully, which is currently $2.40.
Yeah, and I can see why. I've made her one of my best of the day. She's only a lightly raced filly, 3 starts for her, a win and a minor placing. She won a maiden plate there at Gosford over the 1100. She beat Brunch there by just under a length. She then went to Wyong and was only narrowly beaten in a 72. So that was a big jump going from the maiden straight to a 72. She was beaten half a length. They then took her straight to town, but she struck a heavy 9 there. Her run was okay. She was just off the speed there, and she was gone before the home turn. Back on a dry surface, I think, is a big plus here for her. I'd say she probably goes and sits up outside. Well, she may even lead them up, I'd say, being a Gay and Adrian runner. I don't think her value is too bad. I think she's got the most class here in a race like this, where she's a filly on the way up for sure. Into second spot, Letter to Juliet. Now, I don't mind this mare. She's won here at this track. She's also placed on 4 occasions. So you know she always put the best foot forward at Hawkesbury. She's done majority of her racing here. Now, last start, she finished second behind another Lager there. She finished just under a length behind him. I thought it was a decent effort. That was over the 1800. Yes, she's had a little bit of a freshen up, first up over the 1400, but she won a maiden over the 15. So I think the 14 will be certainly good enough for her. She's had that one trial there. She wasn't really pressured. She got back and she ran on quite nicely there. So it was a good enough effort for me to suggest that she'll run well here first up. She has placed first up before, so that's good enough. These three in Ultimate Fantasy. She's a 5-year-old mare for Kim Wall. Overmere to claim a couple of kilos off her. Her first up run at Scone, she needed it. She settled fourth the rails there and she battled away okay. She's got quite a good second up record, actually. She's had the 4 goes and placed on 3 occasions. So she'll take plenty of improvement. She'll really strip it up into this race here. And the 4 in Bolly have thrown this mare in. I just wish she'd probably drawn it bit better of a gate there, but she gets the 3 kilo claim for Rachel Hunt, so that offsets the weight there. So she comes in with 54.5 kilos. She went to Kembla first up there, and that was behind Williamson. I thought it was good enough effort. She got back and she ran on well. That was over the 1000. She's since been back to the trial. She was given a little bit of a squeeze up there and made to have a little bit of a hit out, a bit of a good hit out to the line. As I said, she'll need luck from the draw, but I just thought she's good value there to throw in my top four. As I said, Gracefully probably goes forward, leads them up. Jingles is another one that can show a little bit of speed. 2, 1, 3, and 4 in race number 5.
So 2, 1, 3, 4 there in race 5. Over to race 6, Chantel. This one's a maiden over 1,100. Take out 6, we have Lift Off, 10 Heartaches and 12 Pachetti. And with the market here, one Cathay's been 8.50 to 9, 2 Speed and Style, 3.30 to 3.20, 3 Nerida, 5.50 to 6, back to 5.50, 4 Nightly Grind, 21 to 23, 5 Krolinku, 11 to 12. 7 Imazasanov, 21. 8 Dunedin, 449 LBD. 7 out from 650. 11 our Celtic Star, 18 to 19. And oh, here we go. Here's the worst named horse in the country. This one's up from Adelaide. 13 Pujols. It's now at Hawkesbury, 18 to 17. You got to keep an image out, Australia. So,
how did you say that again?
Pujols.
Pujols.
Yeah, that's how they say it. It's a Spanish term that doesn't sound very good when you say it in English.
I'm glad you said it because I wouldn't have pronounced
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you could probably go with Pudgels or something, but Terry McAuliffe's been calling it Pujols every run. 14 War of the Roses at $41. I think it had a changed trainer, and I think it might have changed ownership or something, and I saw someone in social media said, well, they should have changed the poor thing's name as well. But
yeah.
Anyway, it's a $17 chance and racing this afternoon at Hawkesbury. But anyway, our favourite, though, Chantel, is Speed and Style, which is at $3.20, and the best backed around it is Dunedin and Nerida.
I've gone with Dunedin here now. I know he's had 8 starts and he's just yet to figure in the placings, but he has been contesting a lot harder grade than what he finds here at home today after a little bit of a break. He's been freshened, as I said, since the Dulcify, where he was probably a little bit unlucky in that. He was caught a bit deep. He didn't have much luck from the gate there. And I know he weakened badly and he was beaten 10 lengths, but I think you can find genuine excuses for him. So I've gone with him. He's a great type. I know the horse quite well. He's back to his home track. When he raced here, he started favourite a couple of starts while it was last preparation. It was a heavy 10 and he all but fell. He hit the rail and he blundered, and Ashley Borg was aboard him on that day, and she did a marvellous job to even stay on him. So he's had genuine excuses when racing here at home. Gate number 7, I'm not too worried about it. It's probably just off from there, obviously it being over the 1100, one straight run. He's on top. Into second spot, I'm going with Cath Air now. She's a mare that's really shown that she's got the potential. She's placed on 4 occasions from 5 starts. I think she bumped into a pretty handy one in Ballaha. That was in a provincial country maiden at Newcastle last start. She was well beaten. She was beaten 4 lengths, but the winner was just too good on that occasion. So Claire's on her. She takes the 2 kilos off. Yes, she's drawn bad, but again, I'm not too worried about that. Speed and Style, I thought she showed really good speed in her first start behind I Am Lexus. We see I Am Lexus go around in the last race. She was only narrowly beaten there. She showed good early speed. She set up outside the leader, and she tried hard. Brock takes the 2 kilos off. And Naruda, I've thrown into a 4th spot. 3-year-old gelding who showed pretty good speed in his first start at the Beaumont there. That was back in June. He led them up and he battled away. He probably needed the run. He knocked up that last 100 metres, but they sent him straight to the paddock. He may have been at the end of his preparation anyway. He came back. He had a very quiet trial over the 8:45. So I think he might do something. He's another one that hasn't drawn very well. But like I said, one straight run to the turn, not too worried about gate. 8, 1, 2, and 3 in race number 6.
8, 1, 2, 3. Your poor Mitch Manners is probably up until 5 a.m. staring at the ceiling thinking, what am I going to call this damn thing?
I hope I run into him beforehand.
Yeah, ask him what he's got planned.
Yeah.
Race 7, the last Chantel's a class 2 over 1,100 metres. The scratchings are 2, Genito and 9, Bite the Media. With the market 1, Florence 370 to 460, 3 Silent Sea 8 to 850, 4 I Am Lexus 650 to 7, 5 9's enough, 4 into 330, your favourite there. 6 Sasso Corbaro 360 to 370, 7 Imperial Eagle 5 to 550, 8 Lady Moochie at $19. So favourite and best backed is number 5, 9's enough.
I've gone around 9's enough, and I've gone with the horse that has the only horse in the race that's actually won 2 races. This is a class 2 race. The rest of them are maidens trying to break through for their second career win in a class 2. This guy's won 2 of his 7 starts already and placed on 4 occasions. Now, his last start was in a class 2 at Hawkesbury. He was beaten just under a length on that occasion, and he had a little bit of a break after that, a 115-day break to be precise. He's been very quiet in both of his trials against the inside gate. tail control where he sits. I'd say he probably takes the sit in behind at 9.5, and hopefully he's doing his best work late. I think he's well weighted with the 58.5 kilos, to be honest. So he's on top for mine. I know he's got no first up record, but one of his runs first up was on a heavy eight, and he's sort of bogged down. That was in a pretty tough race there in town. Second up, his record is better, but I'm happy to forgive that and put him on top here. I'm going to put the 5 in 9.5. Now, she's a mare that beat Mean on debut. Mean's has since come out to be a listed winner and a speedy customer at that. Now, she was pulling away from her, but it's been 350. Well, she had a long break. She had about a year off, and I assume she's had more than enough problems, and it's taken a while to get her back to the races here. She's only had that one trial. It was good. That was behind Awesome Plucker we saw.